Blog Talk Radio.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe
better
it.
Believe
better
it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Believe it. Every day a star is born.
Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-G-M.
Hey.
B-O-G-M. I watched Paula start it, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came through, taking their debut.
Yep.
In the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fights. Maximize potential, reshape your life.
Yep.
Time ain't never wasted.
Oh, no.
They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media's a Maverick tutor.
Woo!
With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr.
Junior.
Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building, building.
What's up, everybody out there? This is Ron Anthony. You're tuned to EOTM Radio. This is the show that's going to get your business up to par. If you need some encouragement, I'm here to tell you. We got Mother Jenkins.
Hey, sugar.
How you doing, Mother Jenkins?
Oh,
Mother
I'm
Jenkins
hanging in there.
Mother is going to give you the word. She's going to break it down.
Oh, yes,
she
I am.
Such a character. And I'm Brother Ron Anthony. I'm going to be telling you a lot of things about what's going on with your business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have anything that you want to send in to us,
send
go
it
ahead
sugar.
And as you're listening
send
to us,
your stuff in. Yeah.
You can hit us up. And while you listen to the site, just go ahead and hit us up. We'll get it on the air for you. All right? This is Brother Ron Anthony, and you're tuned to EOTM Radio. This is for your business and everything that you got. So if you can sing.
You better sing, if sugar.
If you're writing music, whatever
yeah.
you do. You go ahead and keep it live right here on EOTM Radio. Here's the sounds of Jay Moss. There's a praise on the inside.
Praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise it the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just want to holler it out. Come on.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself.
A holler,
holler's are enough from the depths of my. Yeah.
I know y'all like that song on EOTM
radio. Oh, yeah, that thing.
You know what? There is a praise. There's a praise on the inside.
Sure enough,
keep
sugar.
You going.
Keep you going.
Whatever you're going through with your business. And, you know, Mother Jenkins.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are going to tell them.
Yeah,
all right,
I'm going to
tell
them,
sugar.
Right
now, we're going to check it on out with Karen Clark Shears to let you know, no matter what you're going through,
it's
with this business thing,
child,
it ain't over.
It ain't over, child. God said it's over. Don't y'all give up now, sugar.
It's not over. The God says it's over. He's with you through stormy weather. Not over. Just hold on to your faith. Oh, it's not over. Oh, he'll make a way for your escape. Oh, he has the last say. He's never lost a care.
Yeah. Here's the sounds of Donnie McClurkin. Whatever you're going through, just be able to stand.
Child, I'm standing here waiting on you.
OTM Radio, Block Talk. Mother Jenkins will be coming up next.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Well, you've done all you can. Seems like it's never enough. Tell me, what do you say when friends turn away your love? Tell me, what do you give when you're giving your all? Seems like you can't make it. You just stand when there's nothing left to do. And watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Oh, tell me,
how do you handle
the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? How can you smile while your heart has been broken and pain? Oh, 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 tell me,
what do you do
when you've done all you can? Seems like you can't make it through. Well, you just stand. When there's nothing left to do, you just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Like you can't make it through. Well, you just After you've done all you can. After you've gone through the hurt.
After you've done all you
can. After you've gone through the pain. After you've gone through the storm. After you've gone through the rain.
Hold on.
You've been wounded, you've been scarred. Times you cry all through the night. You look for someone to help you through.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you twine with all your might. Yes, God. After you've done all you can, there's nobody else to tell your problems to. Nobody else seems to be able to help you. After you've gone through the storm, yeah. After you've gone through the rain, oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I've been standing up here all this time waiting, child.
I know, Mother Nature.
I'm so glad y'all, you, Lord, child. Let me move this stuff
all
out
right,
of here.
All right, okay.
But I can't see this here.
All right, I got
all
you.
Got all this stuff in the way. Lord, these young children today. Child, y'all excuse me. I'm Mother Jenkins. They call me Luella. And Brother Ron, I'm doing exactly. They got me set up on some kind of format, honey. Child, I thought we just come in and do what we got to do and get on out of here. But I'm going to tell y'all some things about this here. We're going to go over the road. Now, all y'all entrepreneurs out there, y'all know
entrepreneurs,
y'all
need to
this here word. You hear me? Now, I've been working. I'm 77 years old, and I've been doing this here, read the Bible and telling everybody the things that they need to do. In order to keep your people, you know, you got to be able to treat people right at the workplace, and you can't come in like I told you in the thing when Ronnie put the thing on there for some show Carla did, child. And Lord, I said, Carla, now would you put the thing on there? She said, yeah, honey, because we like y'all, and I thank y'all for. I really appreciate this.
Yes,
and
we do.
We going to stop enough about me. Now, we're going to get down to the nitty. Do y'all hear me? Now, if you're sitting there, open your Bibles. That's the first thing you got to do when you're trying to do your business. And if you're singing and doing things and preaching and all of that, oh, Lord, that's another subject. Huh?
Child, I know that.
To do something with these preachers, child. Because, Lord, Lord,
yeah, you need something to drink.
Let's get back to the business, honey. I've been done kicked me off of him.
You did. We need this here now, Mother Jenkins.
Ooh, my blood pressure, child. Give me that drink over there, honey.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, thank you. Okay. All right, sugar. Well, as I said, we're going to go to John.
John,
you know what I'm talking about, sugar. That's in the John... Let me see.
Chapter 1.
After Luke. Not Uncle Luke now. No. Not Uncle Luke now. Yeah, Luke. That. Oh, yeah. Not that Luke. Now, we're talking about Luke in the Bible. Okay.
All right. You got it now.
Okay. I'm back now, child. Let the Lord take over. You hear me? Lord, I went back and tried to call Uncle Luke, honey. I be the call Luke, child. You know I got to stay in the word here. Ooh. Brother Ron, child, put it right there. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Okay.
Come on now, they wait.
Oh,
Father,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to take this here away from me, honey. Oh, Lord, I started talking about Uncle Luke, Lord, child, and ooh, I almost went back. Yeah. Oh, and I thank you, Jesus. I really do, Lord, for keeping me humble. Mm-hmm. Mother Jenkins got to be humble. And that's what they need to do in this business. Mm. Nah. And I thank you, Lord. And we're going to get to the word now.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, I'm going to start with chapter 1 in John.
John.
It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So that means that the Word was in the beginning with him. He was it. That was it. Now, all these things were made by him. And without him was not anything made. That was made. Uh-huh. In him was life. And the light was the light of men. And the light shineth, I said it shineth, in the darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came from a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Okay, now I'm going to stop there. Now, I'm going to stop right here. Now, I'm going to go back to the beginning. In the beginning were the Word. So now, see, now you know that the Word was God. That means that Christ was Him. You hear me? Now, when you work in your business, you got to have that Word. And I ain't talking about your Word where you be cussing and stuff now, because I know you get mad and be talking about people, talking about your employers and all of that stuff, and you trying to run your business. Child, you can't be talking about them, honey. They'll steal your stuff and be laughing right there in your face. You hear me? Now, when you're running your business, you got to have that God. You got to have it in you. Because if you don't have the Word, like I say, the same was in the beginning with God. So if you go in the business, child, with God, then you'll be able to have something. You hear me? Now, I'm telling you now, the same was in the beginning. In the beginning, that's when you started your business, child. See, you got some folks be starting business, child, ain't no God in it. And, Lord, they get to fighting up there and cussing each other out. And, Lord, don't fight nobody now. Ooh, child, I got fired one time, honey. I went back up there. I said, y'all, ooh, Lord, and then God had to come to the beginning of that. Because that's when I got saved. Oh, yeah, honey. Child, I got to fussing up there with the manager and child, because, oh, Lord, it's kind of hard these days. So the manager wasn't saved. And I wasn't either at the time. And, Lord, there was some stuff going on up there. And, Lord, the folks done fired me. And you don't fire Luella, honey. Think you going to get away with it, honey. No, sugar. But you know God had to handle me. You hear me? He hammered me so good to now they can talk and say things about Luella, honey. You don't even matter. So I said that to say that when you go into the beginning of your business, you need to go in there with God. Because if you don't have God, the business ain't going to be able to stand. Just like I was standing up there waiting for Brother Ron to finish all that music and stuff. We got to get down to the business, because I was standing there, and see, I was humble. I ain't saying nothing. I was kind of getting nervous now, because I'm, you know, they playing all these songs, and I'm ready to get this in Word out. And so then you have me now right here. Go down there to that, what is that, child? I need my glasses. Go down there to the three. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So if you ain't got Him, honey, you ain't going to be able to make nothing. So you got to go in there, because He made it all anyway, sugar. You hear me? But when you go in there without Him, you're going to make something that was already made by Him. You trying to run everything. You can't run everything in no business without God. Oh, Lord Jesus. And so now, down here, in Him was life. And the life was the light of man. Oh, yes, it was. It was the light of man. You hear me? Now, the light of man was the light that was just so nice when you go in there and folks just nice and they're talking to you. And then, you know, you're going to get a little devils up in the business. But you know, if you got God, you can pray that thing on out of there. You hear me? You can pray, and God will release the love. Yeah, that's what you got to have when you hire somebody. You got to be able to discern them spiritually. You get them old people that come in there trying to steal your stuff, and especially, child, if you ain't nice to them folks, honey, they'll take your money. They'll do everything that they want to do up in that place, calling long distance. Calling folks all over, supposed to be answering the phone and calling people, calling to their girlfriends and boyfriends and stuff like that. You can't allow that. So if you go in there with God from the beginning, then things will work out. Not saying that. Now you're going to have some problems. But if you got God, oh, yeah, things will be just fine. You hear me? Now, I'm going to go ahead on and close this here thing out, you know, because see, right now, Luella, I'm just getting warmed up now. I'm just getting warmed up so you can hear what you need to do with your business. Now, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now, that's who sadness here. And the saint came from a wilderness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. So you know, if you got God, you're going to be able to believe in what you're doing. And God going to believe it too now. Because you got to run this thing, child. You see how Ronnie and Paula them doing, child. They got to be plastered all over everything, child. And they running their business. They was just as nice as they can be. Now, you can tell that they running this here thing with God. Now, everything ain't going to go right all the time. But they've been here at EOTM Radio, child. They've been here since, old Saturday, I think she said that, child. And if you can handle this here this long, honey, you know things are good. And you know you can get this here. You can hear this again now on the iTunes today. You hear me? You can hear this on iTunes and play this over and over again to let you know that you got to go in your business with God. All right? Now, y'all, I'm coming back now because I got to get back over here and let Brother Ron do his thing. Because, child, I ain't going to be long the next time. When I come back the next time, we're going to be talking about something else. Because, you know we got some devils in. We're going to talk about them devils being in your place of business. And sometimes you got to get rid of them devils. You hear me? All right, baby. This is Luella Jenkins and I'm Mother Jenkins on EOTM Radio and Media. Child, I keep talking about radio. I done forgot the media. But it's media, too. All right. Okay, then, sugar.
Ah, just thank you, Mother Jenkins, for that wonderful word with your businesses out there for all the people that are, you know, kind of going through and need a little encouragement to let you know that, you know, whatever you're going through with your business in your life, just know that God is in the beginning of it. That's if you let him be in the beginning of it. You know, kind of like what I'm doing now with my song, God Has Really Taken Over. And I want you all to just check me out. You can go to iTunes and just type in RAHNANTHONI. That's Ron Anthony. And, you know, help me out with my little, you know, my single. It's called Hold On because, you know, in this life right now, that's all you got. You got to hold on. Because right now, nobody should be giving up, especially in your business. And if you sing and dance, whatever you may be doing out there in this wonderful world that God created, just know that whatever it is, you do need to hold on. And I tell you, if you go out and just get this song, I'm telling you, whenever you feel discouraged in your business, God is going to put those words right there in front of you to tell you to hold on. So here's my single, my first inspirational single, called Hold on EOTM Radio. Blog Talk Radio, y'all. This is Brother Ron Anthony.
I was going away, but he said,
my joint, y'all. Let's hold on. Right now, I'm going to take you to Maxwell, because we do get down like that. We got Maxwell, and it's called Help Somebody on EOTM Radio, Blog Talk. This is Ron Anthony, y'all. Maxwell. Maxwell, you know, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. All right, so I'm commanding you right now to just wait on the Lord.
Listen,
with your business, all right?
For those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Wait on the Lord,
and I say, what?
Wait on the Lord. upon him shall every new strength.
Yeah.
They shall mount upon wings
like an eagle.
Like eagles that soar.
Go ahead, tell them how you feel.
And soon, hey, I'm so glad I've learned how to wait.
Oh, oh, oh,
in the midst of my waiting, I get a blessing every
hey,
day.
Wait, what?
Like with this music I'm doing.
Oh, yes, it is.
I got to wait on the Lord. So I encourage you, all you singers and rappers and dancers and preachers and everybody, just wait. As long as you can wait, because he already knows.
Oh, yes, he
what's ahead.
Oh,
so as long as you wait on him, everything shall be all right, no matter what you're going through. All right? You know, Mother Jenkins.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Now, you got this little format in here.
Boy, yes, yeah, they put me in a format, child. Yes, they did.
But Mother Jenkins just got to do this. This is like, this is what she just.
I love this, honey.
I'll just let her go ahead and tell you.
Yeah, sugar. Now, you know, we got all these old rappers and people be doing the little thing. You know, I don't have nothing against it, honey, because I love all the music. You know, and then sometimes, you know, now when they do their songs, you know, in the secular world.
Secular.
I take some of the words and I make it for Jesus.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not saying nothing wrong, because, child, I like some music too now. Oh, yes, I do, honey. Because I ain't perfect. You know what? I ain't saying that it's wrong. And so don't y'all get me now. I'm talking about secular music.
Secular music.
Child,
right.
I love all of it. But sometimes,
yeah.
I have to sing some songs. You know, like, one song here, now let me tell you. Now, Rihanna sang it.
Rihanna.
Yeah. It go on. Let me see now. You know, because let me set the picture up for you. You know, now sometimes you got some bad folks out there, and you know they call them the rude boys. You know, they just rude, child. They just do everything that's under the sun, child. And you be trying to tell them, honey. Child, you know, especially the ones in your business. Now, you got some rude boys in your business now. You, like I was saying before, you got some devils in there. That's what I'm going to talk about next, the devils. You hear me? Now, Rihanna say they the rude boys.
Rihanna.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, come here, rude boy, God got you. Come here, rude boy, God got you. You can make it. Yes, you can. Come here, rude boy, you know God got you. Come here, rude boy, you know you can make it. Oh, yes, you can. Now, come here, boy, you know you got God. Now, he's always in you. Yes, he is. You can make it. Oh, you can make it. Oh, yes, you can.
All right.
Can.
Oh, I got to give you that.
I know like that. You know that song that Rock will be singing.
Yeah, I know that.
You know that song, child. I'm going to sing me some songs every time I get up here, because I like that song. You know, now, when y'all hear that out there, y'all think about Mother Jenkins and say, come here, rude boy, God got you. Come here, rude boy, you know he got you. Because you can make it.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I know y'all like that, honey. Oh, yeah, you the rude boy, child. You know we got to, honey, we got to keep our tune in prayer.
Yes, we do,
you
Mother
know, Jenkins. You know, we all are singing that song, but really, child, now, when you got some rude boys out there, you need to pray for them, especially on your business, coming up in there trying to steal stuff and all of that. You know, everybody ain't saved. You hear me? Now, it's up to us to, you know, especially the people that lead the company. Now, you hear me? Well, I'm going to come back with y'all with the rude boys. Come here, rude boy. Oh, I like that song, honey. Child, I wish I could play that on him, but honey, you know, child, he get to fighting up in on me, honey, because you know, but you know, I'm going to keep everything, you know, God got me, honey, I ain't crazy now. You know, I have fun and I joke around, but you know, Mother Jenkins really, you know, really loves to just make people enjoy life, child. So I'm going to go with Brother Ron looking at me like he's ready to get me off the thing, honey. But you done it, time ain't going to get on here.
Yeah, Mother Jenkins. You know what? I just thank God for Mother Jenkins, y'all. So in this part of the segment, if you got a song you want Mother Jenkins to translate over and you need to hear it on the gospel side, y'all go ahead and hit us up. You can hit us up and we'll go ahead and do that for you. All right. Here's Canton Jones, Living Clean, y'all, on EOTN Radio.
And what I want, man, you know I'ma ask you. Throw a blessing like a preacher, man, I be the catcher. You keep it popping like a firecracker. Used to be a thug, but you changed the stature. The steak is slipped from cheese and crackers. Life changed every time I read the chapter.
Hey, you got me on lockdown and I don't want to pay the bills. Make me feel so good inside, make me wanna yell. I'm kinda private by mine and you got me wanna dance. I'ma trust in you, cause I know you will never fail. Yeah.
As soon as I get my money, I give you money first. To show how much I love you, how much you really worth. You are the living water, make me obey my thirst.
I'm
Cause now I get it free jail. Doing it big, gotta catch me on the email. To be my wife, I don't need another female. Plus, you're the reason I never see hell. Put me to win, so you never let me fail.
My life has changed, been rearranged. I'm not the same, but you can still see me right now. Now take my drop top.
Clean living up in this world, you know. And you, do you remember the time when you first got your business and you just didn't know how you was going to get the loan, and it wasn't nobody but the Lord? So we're going to let Alvin Darling go ahead and tell you, little country church, y'all. Here's Alvin Darling.
We got an answer to all night, and it's nobody but the Lord. Now we're going to take you a little country church. Here we go. Here we go again. Nobody, 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 no, no, nobody. Did you know that Jesus was the one that died on Calvary? I know he was the one that came and set me free. Well, he said, I got all power in my hand. I know he was the one.
He walked on water.
Yeah, that's Alvin Darling on EOTM Radio and Media. Well, that's what we have here, y'all. We also have the media. Let me not forget about that. Now, on EOTM Radio, you can advertise with us, and I tell you, you will be heard all over. You know, because, you know, let me give you a little something. Let's see. I'm going to tell you, it is so many people that's listening. We have over 27,000 subscribers, you know, above media sources. We have monthly newsletters, blogs, bulletin, press release, magazine publications. You know, it's just so much you can do. So you need to check out our website because there's so much on here that you can do, you know, with your business as well. And, of course, you got me and Mother Jenkins. We'll be telling you some things about that. Now, your marketing, media, and advertising experts that delivers measurable results get a buzz that makes dollars and cents today. So if you want to get a buzz, I suggest that you hit us up. Stay locked in. Check out every site. Go to the iTunes and just download. And, you know, you can remember some of the things, because if you have that in your system, especially in your computer, you'll be able to pull it up at any time, because there's some things that we will say that's going to help you in your business, especially if you're just starting out. So I just ask that you keep everything locked in with EOTM Radio, and I guarantee you, you will be blessed. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play just one more song for your soul. All right? This is Brother Ron Anthony. Here is Fantasia. Coco, Lil Mo, Faith Evans, and Endow Me on EOTM Radio.
Oh, Hey, y'all. It's here. It's finally here. The buzz is here. What is the buzz?
ELTM Buzzwire Magazine at eltmbuzzwire.com is a monthly magazine on the web.
Continuing with EOTM's mission to encourage, empower, and enlighten, Buzzwire Magazine at eotmbuzzwire.com will help bring entrepreneurs together, and connecting minds will increase networks to increase net worth.
Read EOTM Buzzwire Magazine each month at eotmbuzzwire.com. And stay enlightened and empowered.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Well, Lord, we back here, and I'm going to give you the word, and I'm going to talk about these old devils. You hear me? Lord. Now, when there are some devils in your place or your business, you need prayer. And sometimes, you know, them devils get to fighting in there and cussing, talking about each other, just stirring up all kind of stuff, you know, and God don't like all that, you know, and people don't notice in that, but God also has a wrath. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't know that. Everybody's talking about love, and God so loved the world and didn't love. Lord, let me tell you something that people don't talk about. Lord, God has a wrath. And child, that wrath, honey, you come up in there starting some stuff, honey. Sugar, baby. Oh, Lord. Now, you know, that's why, you know, Jesus came and he want to teach us. And a lot of folks now is reckoning with you. They can't be taught. But we're going to go to the Bible. Mm-hmm. Now let me see here. Go on over to 2 Corinthians. Now when you're in there, we gonna go to over there. The 6th chapter. Go to the 6th chapter in the 16th verse. That's in 2 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. And when you get your Bibles, now y'all follow on with me. Because, child, you know I go fast. Because, child, we ain't got but 2 hours in there. You know they be trying to get some longer time. We gonna start out here with 2 hours to see if y'all like us. Now, if you like us, you need to send something in. You can send it to me, child. Go on this, dog. Let's see. Send it to this in here. You got a pen. Then get your pen. All right, you will send it to R-A-H-N. AHATCHER at yahoo.com. And you need to go and check out Brother Ron's, the site, child, it's at RAHNANTHONI.net. Go to that site and child, you can send something in there if you want. You need to hear him and listen to his song that he got out there. And it's called Hold On. But sometimes, honey, you won't be able to hold on with these devils in your workplace, child. Sometimes they get to fighting up in there. And, child, just like, what's her name? Rianca. Lord, when I heard that new child, her and that boy, Lord, they got to fighting up over there at the park or something, child. But you know now Luella ain't finna get in all of that, child. That's the other part of me trying to, trying to come back. We ain't gonna talk about that now. Do you hear me? If you want to know about that there, then, child, don't ask me. I brought it up, but you know, sometimes you got to keep yourself under subjection. And that's what I'm finna do because I ain't finna talk about that. We're going to talk about the verse. Okay. Now, we're going to go to the 16th chapter where it says, and what agreement have the temple of God with idols? Mm-hmm. For ye are the temple of the living God. as God has said, I would dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. Oh, that sounds so nice. But child, when them folks, them devils get to loose up in that workplace, honey, and them spirits get to moving and jumping in and jumping out, folks, and because everybody ain't in there saved, and you got some people that's saved, and they oppressed with the devil, and they get to fussing and fighting up in there, too. But, Lord, you got to stay in this word like it's some crack. Yeah, you know how the crack people, the crack fiend, they just be wanting it so bad. That's how much, you know, something the devil be giving you clues to now. But you got to take the word and do it just like they do. You got to get this word in there and just want it so bad, and God will take over your soul, and folks be in there fussing and fighting, and you'll be sitting there just being so nice and humble, and the Lord will bless you so much. And soon, you know, you got to pray, because some things you got to fast and pray. Now, when you fast, that's when things move. And sometimes that old devil stand up in there and start to look at you in your face and start to talking about you and telling you that you ain't going to fire me. And Lord, now some folks need to be fired. You hear me? Some of these folks out here in this workplace, child, they need to be fired. Because sometimes, you know, you learn from things like that. Have you fired? You know, then you're going to think about what you did, and then you're going to see that the boss, that's if the boss saved. You're going to see that the boss is, you know, trying to help you and move you up. But if you come up in there like a devil, Lord, them folks will get you out of there so quick. You trying to run their business, and they the one that's over it, and you want to take over the, Lord, that brings me back to when the devils were trying to take over up there in heaven. Lord, and God fired him, child. Lord, and fired him and put him down here with us. Oh, Lord, I don't know what they're going to do. Because, child, if you ain't got God in you, that devil will run you so crazy. You'd be looking like one of them crackheads out there looking, just looking. You'd be searching and just looking. Yeah. And, you know, some of these things, you know, in the flesh here, God, you just, you know, the devil do it, but God will say, now look at this as an example. And you don't want to be like this here. And what we're supposed to do is pray for them type of people and help them. But, you know, if you're going to have to fire them now. Because sometimes if you fire somebody, that's going to help them. But, you know, when you do something like that, do it with dignity. And if you do it with dignity, Lord, you things would be so well spoken, and folks would be happy, and they'll show them what they do now. Show them where they messed up and how they, because if you don't tell them and just fire them, then they ain't gonna know how to act. Because you know when you're with somebody and on your job, you hire the people because you want them to do good, and you want them elevate them and move them up. You know how things do at the job site. And if you ain't trying to elevate them, then you ain't going to be able to run your business. So they're going to be mad, and then they're going to be talking about you and telling you won't move them up. And then this person, the good person, going to get involved, and they ain't going to want to do their work. And, Lord, it just be a big old devil. But what I'm here to tell you, according to this here word here, you got to show some type of love in this place so you can run that devil up out of there. Because if you showing love, love conquers it all, baby. And I'm Luella, honey, and child, sometimes now I show love now. But Lord, sometimes these folks be, job. When they, you know, they, I told you in the beginning that they don't fire me. But you know, I learned something from that when them folks got me. That's why I'm here today with Ronnie and Carla and oh, what the child name? Child, the Tyree's sister, child. They got her up on here. I seen her up here, and Lord, I said, Lord, they really got some peoples up in here. And, you know, just like how they run the company here, Lord, they run it out of with the Lord on the side. That's why they can have all these, you know, all these subscribers and people subscriber and all this and stuff. You can actually put your business up here and come on the radio. Y'all chat. Send your stuff in here to me, honey, so I can talk about it. And you tell me, I want y'all to tell me what kind of mess be going up in that place. And if you tell me, see, I can seek the Bible. And seek the Bible, and the Bible tell me what I need to tell you. Now, you can't be coming up here and telling me something what they did. You got to tell me the truth, honey, because I need to know what you did. And I don't care about you being the owner and all this kind of stuff, because you need them people up in there to work. And so, and if you the devil, Lord, help the business, child, because if you the devil and they the devil and you got devils flying around, child, Lord, the thing gonna crumble on down, honey. So somebody in there got to have God. And this what we here to tell you how you supposed to be. Now, we at EOTM Radio, honey, we would help you. We want you to download the things on here, honey, and play this over and over, honey, because you got to play it over, because they, I don't have, but I've on 2 hours. And, Lord, I'm going to see how y'all like us. Now, if you like me, let the child email the folks and tell them how Luella doing, honey. Because, child, you know how, child, ooh, Lord, honey, because, honey, they don't, I don't want them to find me, child. Lord, I'm sitting up here trying to tell folks how to run their company, honey, and I'm beating got fired. And, Lord, you know, and God will find me too, child. I ain't too good to, you know, something, you know, and I got to carry myself right at this same place here. I can't be running backwards and forwards and up here fighting and stuff and talking about the devil, and I'm a devil. Lord, child, running them. Lord, you know, and she's so nice. But, honey, I bet you if I do something wrong, honey, she'll come telling me, honey, I'm fine. And so I'm saying this to let y'all know that you have to have God in order to run that place of work. And with their continent this way, child, baby, Lord, with the competition like this, honey, you can't afford to lose folks. You got to train them up, and you got to pay all this and money and get to hire people to train them and go. Reach out, you do that one time, honey. What you need to do is help the people that's in there and stop trying to act like you running everything and like you the boss. And even though you are the boss, but you ain't got to run it like you controlling things like you the devil. Now, I'm going to tell you, honey. So y'all email me and tell me some of the stuff going on up in there. And if you email me, make sure you, let me tell you, send it to Ron, child. Because, child, they ain't set me up, honey. I don't know how to work all this, pushing all this email and things like that, baby. I can't do that. Well, send it to this in here. Send it to rahanahatcher@yahoo.com. Now that's RAHANANTHONI. Lord, that ain't it, child. Lord, I done, child, the second thing ain't it. It's RAHANAHATCHER@yahoo.com. Now, go ahead, be sure to send something in, honey, and tell me what's going on in the place, the business, child. And if you're an employee out there and you're working for some old devil, email me, and, honey, I put it out here. I ain't going to call no name now, because we don't get into name calling, and we'll just put it out here and pray, and we'll get them devils up out here. You hear me? All right, we're going to let Brother Ron get back because he's standing up here again, child. Lord, he... Oh, Lord Jesus. Y'all pray for me, child, that I'd be able to sustain all of this. Standing up here looking at me like he's trying to run things up in here. But leave no wrong of them and Kyle and them run this here, honey. As long as they put me on this format, child, it ain't nothing that he could say. I'm Lou Ella, honey, and I will be back next week. And we're going to make sure you send me the things in so I can talk about it. And send Tammy, tell the truth, child. Tell me what they're doing up in there. Because Lou Ella will straighten them out. You hear me? I put a word in on them so good. And tell them about the show. You know, you could tell them, you know, you heard of, they play gospel and talk about the place of work and how you're supposed to conduct yourself and stuff like that. Tell them, honey. Tell them to call here and you can call. I ain't got no number yet, honey, but we'll get it and put it out there. And if you don't hear it on this here, you'll hear it on the next show, child. But we going to make sure you email me and stuff like that so we can get this here out here. And I thank y'all for tuning in, sugar. How you hear me, babies? Now, all y'all professionals out there, child, don't mind me, honey, because I done raised all my children, and they professor, and they doing everything that you're doing in your business. You hear me? But they got God in their life. All right, well, I'm going to turn it on back over to Brother Ronnie. He's going to put some music that's going to encourage you so you won't give up on your business, and things are going to go so good in your life. All right, this is EOTM with Lou Ella Jenkins. That's Mother Jenkins.
Yeah, that's Mother Jenkins, y'all. I just thank God for Mother Jenkins, who gives us the word and, you know, and encourage us as far as our business. And I say us because I have to be encouraged, because sometimes, you know, when I'm singing, you know, and I'm not getting everything that I want at that time, you know, I go through some little changes and those devils try to come and stop me. But I'm here to let you all know that whatever you're going through, God is always going to be there for you. And it may look bad sometimes, even through, you know, whatever you're going through with your business, with your personal life, with your music, with your pastoring, any of that, it may look bad. But if you just turn to God and just have faith and prayer, everything will work out all right. Okay? Well, here's Donald Lawrence and Faith Evans. I'm going to play a little bit of this for you. And it's called Say a Prayer. Because some of us need prayer in this day and time. So here's Donald Lawrence and Faith Evans and Say a Prayer on EOTM Radio. This is Blog Talk, y'all.
Lord, I come to you. I ask you to grant my request. The prayer I pray today is different than the rest. The enemy is threatened,
just thank you all for tuning in. And you know, I just got to take a station identification to identify all the people that are here at EOTM Radio. And you know, I like to just give honor where it's due. And right now, I just like to thank you for, that's Carla B., who's the motivational diva. She's the founder, president of EOTM Radio and Media. And also, that's Roni, a.k.a. First Lady of GPT, CEO, publicist for Gemini Publicity and Talent. She's a vice president of EOTM Radio and Media, LLC. And we got the one and only Shanta Renee Gibson. You need to check out this because this is Tyrese Gibson's sister, his oldest sister, the singer and the actor. Yeah, they look just alike, y'all. And she's the president of Edge Light Entertainment and an older sister of singer Tyrese Gibson. We have Sweet T, and that's the sassy diva. She's co-founder of EOTM Beauty and Health Care Company, which is coming soon. We got, I can't say this is a beautiful name, but it's, I think it's Seyun Sae. I know I'm probably messing it up, but you know, she's a beautiful looking lady. And I just can't pronounce the name, and please forgive me. She's a writer and poet, independent sales director. And we have the one and only Don Adams Jr., talk show host, business owner, certified mediator in the state of Georgia. That's where I'm at, y'all, in the ATL. And then you have me. That's Ron Anthony. I'm a singer, songwriter, everything. I can edit. I can do whatever you want me to do because I know that God is inside of me. Anything that you put forth, God will help you. And I just like to let you all know that in this business. So I challenge you right now to just trust God. Just trust him because I trust him. And I'm going to send this song out to all the names that I've called out. This is James Fortune and Fire, and I trust you on EOTM Radio Blog Talk, y'all.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands, Lord, I trust you.
Tears. Anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry through the heartache and rain. Come on, take it up through the tears. Oh, that's right, through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. Trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. I trust you. Yeah. You know, by your side, I trust you. Oh, God, I just lost my job. But I got more bills than money, but oh, God, I will. There's nothing else he can do, but oh, God, my back's up against the wall. But, oh, that's right. I trust you.
I love that song. Here's the woman of the hour. It's Patti LaBelle, and I Want to Be on EOTM Radio.
I've been here too long, feeling sorry for myself. I've been too upset to make the first step. But now I light at rainbow's end. Finally, I found my peace within. Because you walk with me, oh, I
That's my girl, Patti LaBelle. And I'm going to follow this with a lady that's like the Whitney Houston of gospel. This is Dorinda Clark. So many times on EOTM Radio. We finna jam now, y'all. We gonna pick this thing up on EOTM Radio, Blog Talk. We gonna musical this thing on out. Alright, you just got a little bit more time with me. The next few minutes, we're gonna be musically inclined right now. So all you business owners out there, get yourself together and check this out. Because so many times God has blessed you.
Don't Ah, you like that? Come on, come on. We having church now. Now we got Vicky Wine that's coming up, y'all. Here she comes. Let's keep it going, y'all.
My mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sing songs like this. She said, how I got over, how I got over my soul.
Boop, boop, boop.
Uber, come on, Uber.
That's how I made it, Uber.
Here we go. We're going to keep it moving, y'all, with Donald Lawrence. Let the word do the work.
And one.
hearts to bless you. We lift our hands to reach you. We lift our hearts to love you. Holy is your wonder. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We love you. Lift up your voices and say this. We love you, Lord. We love you. Say that with me. Say it. Welcome to Byron. A million times, strong and mighty and able, trusting, granting you, baby. My heart proclaims the truth that I'm in love with you. Yes, I am. Yeah. Oh, baby. We are living, holy and acceptable unto you. Say it again.
Thank y'all for tuning in, you know.
Yeah,
until
show
the next time, I will see you all again. I hope you enjoyed the show.
I hope you enjoyed me, baby.
Yes, and Mother
yeah,
Jenkins.
That's
yes,
me,
and
sugar.
I thank God for you.
And I thank God for you too, baby. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to let you all go. And let me tell you something. Don't
what
you
gonna tell
ever
you?
Give up.
Don't give
this
up.
This goes out to you all out there.
Yeah, to you all, baby.
Mary, Mary.
Mary, Mary.
Can't give up now. Until next time, y'all, this is Ron
and Lou Ella Jenkins. Mother
Jenkins. Be blessed. EOTM Radio, Block Talk.